Okay, today's shiur is Yevamos Daf Kuf Zayin, and we are in the up to the 13th parak on Daf Kuf Zayin. This is the parak about Mi'un, something that we've spoken about a number of times throughout the Masechta, but the main sources and sugyas of Mi'un are right here coming up in this Mishnah. What is Mi'un? So we remember that on a Daraisa level, a woman can get married in one of two ways. Either when she is a Gedola, she can accept Kiddushin on her own behalf and be married in that way, and as all women do today. But the other way she can be married on a Daraisa level is if her father accepts Kiddushin for her, Kiddusha Ketana, maybe even Nara. that is, as Biti Nasati L'Shazeh, that is the source that a father can accept Kiddushin on behalf of the daughter. As Biti Nasati L'Shazeh, even when she is a Ketana. But on a Rabbanan level, the Rabbanan saw, as we'll see later on in the parak, that there was a need, Midra Rabbanan, to have another option in the times when women got married much younger than they do today. And therefore, even when she is a Ketana, even though Midaraisa, she can't get married. But Midrabanan, they created Kiddushei Mi'un, Kiddushei Durabanan, which is her mother, her brothers accept Kiddushin on her behalf, and then she is married rabbinically. But the way to get out of that marriage is through Mi'un, through refusal, maybe in front of a Bezdin, as we'll see. And she just walks out. She does not need a get. It is Kiddushei Mi'un, and therefore she could just get out of it with just Mi'un without a get. We'll see. There is another example. We'll see Ezra on Amud Beis. Another example of Kiddushin Durabanan for a woman who is a girl who is a Ketana, even when her father's alive. And that is, let's say your father marries her off. Period. Wonderful. Accepts Kiddushin on her behalf. She's married Midaraisa. And then her father either, then she has Nisuin, and then she is separated. Let's wait till we see the case on Amud Beis. It's Almana B'chayi Ha'av, a case where her husband dies and she is no longer in her father's reshus because of the Nisuin. That also can be a Kiddushin. She could then do a Kiddushin Durabanan, even though her father is alive. But the main example that's given is when the father dies and the mother and the brothers accept Kiddushin on her behalf. So here we go. Beis Shammai Omrim. So Beis Shammai says a number of machlokos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. This parak is almost all about Dinim Durabanan. All about Dinim Durabanan. Right? Most of the Masechta has been about mitzvahs Daraisa. Yibin Chalitza, almost everything is Daraisa. But now we're going to get into some Dinim Durabanan. Before we get back to the last three parakim, the 13th parak, 14th parak talks about issues of Da'as in terms of various halachic mechanisms, Nisuin, Kiddushin, Yibum, and then the 15th and the 16th parak get back to Eidus Isha, and that brings us to the end of the Masechta. Okay, so Beis Shammai Omrim, Eimaman and Ela Arusis. Beis Shammai has a chiddush that Mi'un is only limited to Arusin. To Arusin. If the woman, the Ketana, has Arusin, then she could get out of it by doing Mi'un. But if the mother and the brothers accepted Kiddushin on her behalf, and then she has Nisuin, she actually lives with the husband, so then she is no longer Kedu Nisuin. That is Beis Shammai's very limiting shita of what Mi'un is. I mean, why would the mother and brothers doing this so she could get married? So basically, according to Beis Shammai, there's hardly any case that Mi'un could come up. We'll talk about it in the coming days, why that would be. Why would Beis Shammai be mema'et to the possibilities of Mi'un? But that is Beis Shammai shita, Beis Hillel omrim, arusos v'nesuos. And Beis Hillel omrim, arusos v'nesuos, Beis Hillel says both, arusos v'nesuos, even nesuos can do Mi'un. Number one. Number two, Beis Shammai omrim, biba'al v'lo b'yavam. The Bach takes out those words, but we'll read it. Biba'al, she could do Mi'un only with her Baal. But what if her rabbinic husband dies, and then she's zakuk liyavam? She can no longer do Mi'un, it is too late. Beis Hillel omrim, biba'al u'b'yavam. Beis Hillel says, no, she could do Mi'un with the Baal, or even after the Baal dies, she could do Mi'un with the Yavam. We'll have to see, what does that do then? What does that Mi'un do? We know what a chalitza does, but Mi'un, usually we say, uproots ilam afreya. We didn't explicate this, but Mi'un works differently than get, in that it uproots ilam afreya as if it never occurred, unlike chalitza or get, which breaks it right now. So, what happens when a woman does Mi'un to her yavam? How is that viewed? Well, we're about to see in the Gemara. Beis Shammai omrim, next machlokas. Befanav, Beis Shammai says, it is done in front of the husband. Beis Hillel omrim b'fanav v'shelo b'fanav. No, even if the husband is not there, she can be mimma enes. Beis Shammai omrim b'beis din. You need a bezdin in front of to do miyun. Ubeis Hillel Omrim bebezdin v'shelo bebezdin. No, either in Bezdin or not in Bezdin. Stop there for a moment. First of all, the Rashba says that there could be some of these dinim that Beis Shammai is saying only lechatchila and not b'di'eved. Meaning b'di'eved, if a woman does miyun not in front of the husband, or let's say she does miyun even after nisuin. So the Rashba says here, Beis Shammai would agree in many of these cases that it still works for the Eved. Pirish, says the Rashba. Ein, what is it? And he gets it from the language. Ein mima'anin ela arusos. What do you mean, ein mima'anin? Why doesn't it say, nisuos ein mimanos? Why is the focus not on the woman, but on Bezdin? In Manin, kind of like, we don't accept miyun from, says the Rashba, because some of these are only lechatchilus. And that's why it focuses on Bezdin. Bezdin shouldn't accept these, but if it is done, we would say it works. Pirish, ein niskakin lemiyun lenisuos. V'yabav isha miyun abafaneinu. Ein kosvin la get miyun latira. Avalam huzkuku lahen. V'kasvu lahen. Avalam isha'inun rashoin. Huzkuku. And that's what you get from the fact that it says, hadik tani ein mamanin, v'lok tani nisuos, ein and mamanos. And then he says, "Vika lemedach to imkain la rusos niskakin lahem lamayna filachachila." So if that's true, so you know, how do you work out gemaras later on that suggests that you shouldn't even do miyun? Now, why is that? Why? What's wrong with miyun according to Beis Shammai? So the Rashi has a few suggestions, which we'll have to get back to. Maybe our case, which is lachachila, is only where it's a mitzvah to do miyun. Certain limited cases. There are other, we have to get to those chilukim when we get to the Gemara later on that says that it's not a good idea to do miyun. But this line of Bezdin and Shelo Bezdin, it lays a lot of groundwork for a big discussion in Maseches Sanhedrin. I think we mentioned this already a couple of days ago. There is a Rashi, Sanhedrin Daf Beis. The Mishnah there says, has the list of all of the numbers of Bate Dinim that are required for every halachic event. Everything that you need a Bezdin for, how many judges you need. So on the list there is Chalitza and Mi'unin Bishlosha is with three, which the Gemara will talk about. Wow, that Gemara is being so same like Beis Shammai. Right? Mi'unin Bishlosha. But it says Chalitza v'ha Mi'unin Bishlosha. Rashi, and we already learned in the previous parak what the source is for Chalitza requiring a Bezdin. What about Mi'un? So Mi'un, Rashi says there, in Sanhedrin Daf Beis, Yisoma Katana Shisiya Ima V'Achela Daita, Yotze B'lo Get B'Mi'un Kolzman Shelo Gav L'Tachtav. Fine, Mi'un can work as long as she has not become a Gedola. U'Bishlosha B'Inan, and you need three. What's the source that Mi'un needs three? Says Rashi, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'ein Daraisa Tikkun. Because every Din Darabanan is patterned after a Din Daraisa, and therefore, Umi'unin Darabanan. And Mi'un is Darabanan, to be Daraisa, filu Mi'un Mobayu. Because on a Daraisa level, you don't need anything, because she's not married. On a Daraisa level. De'ein Kiddushe K'tana Klum. El'em Ke'en Kiddusha Aviyah. Shtichsiv, Esbitin Asati L'Shazeh. So it's patterned after the Din Daraisa. That's all Rashi says. And the big controversy is, so what's the Din Daraisa that Rashi is referring to? Mi'un, our Mishnah. Mi'un needs three. We'll see in the Gemara that even Beis Shammai, even Beis Hillel agrees you need three. You just might need Mumchin. But why would you need three? Because of the Din Daraisa. Which Din Daraisa is it patterned after? So the Noda de Yehuda says it's patterned after Gerushin. Mi'un breaks up a marriage. Gerushin breaks up a marriage. So both of them are similar to each other, and that's what Chazal did. And this is the Noda Yehuda's raya that Gerushin needs a Bezdin. When you have a Gerushin, it's a Bezdin. There's no Gemara that says that really beferish, but this is the Noda Yehuda's chiddush that Mi'un is patterned after Gerushin. All the Achronim take issue with the Noda Yehuda. First of all, the Rishash there in Sanhedrin, it says. Again, we don't know exactly what Rashi means. That would be a very important detail to have in the Gemara. That you need a Bezdin for Gerushin. Not only the Gemara, what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah is pretty explicit about many, many cases in Sanhedrin Daf Beis. Gerushin is not on the list. Right? What's on the list? What's in the same phrase? HaChalitza v'Miyun b'Shlosha. Says the Rishash, you don't have to think too hard. What's Miyun patterned after? Chalitza. V'li efshar lomar dekavanaso al Chalitza. She ke'ein Miyun. Shehayava mimma ein liyama dechsev me'ein yivami. Says the Rishash, They're both from her. Chalitza and Miyun both have a parallel in that she's actively involved. She takes off the shoe and she spits, as we learned yesterday, and she's the one that is Mimma Enes. So in that way, she's the active player. And that's how Miyun would work. But the Noda Bihudak obviously compares it to Gittin. He thinks conceptually, Miyun is more parallel to Gittin than it is to Chalitza. Right? It's breaking up a marriage that you created. Right? It's not breaking something up that Hashem created. You might say Chalitza is something unique and different. Zika, Zekuka, Hiknu Lamin HaShemayim, as we had earlier. Nothing's like that. Chalitza is something unique and special. Right? Breaking a Zika. Mashenkin, Miyun, and Gerishin, the Noda Bihudak thinks those two would go together. The Maram Shif, this is usually quoted as the Maharam Shif's Shita against the Noda Bihudak, but the Maharam Shif, the Sanhedrin, also takes the issue. He was before the Rishash. He says, first of all, he says, Lo Tani Gittin. Doesn't say Gittin in the Mishnah there. V'dochek Lomar, the Samich al Kol Shekein de Mi'unin. It's difficult to say that if Mia needs three, Kol Shekein Gittin needs three. No, it's two different processes. V'nira de Gittin bifnei Edim, v'yein Sarach Bezdin, de di Chasima Karsi, o Edim Esira Karsi. The Gemara talks all about the Edim of Gep. But doesn't mention Bezdin. Rak Machakasav Rashi, Miyun Bishlosha, Vechulu. He says, Surach Li, Dimidame Miyun, Shehu Ba'amira, E Efshi Beploni Lachalitza, Shehi Ba'amira. Lochafasi Lakachta. Another parallel to Chalitza and Miyun. They both require an Amira. By Get, it's written in the Get, Hariyamu Gureshes Mimani. Right, but by Miyun and by Chalitza, there's an Amir, Lo Chafatzi Lekachta, she's been Ma'enes. This is a big discussion in the Achronim in terms of a Bezdin for Gerishin. Again, it's not clear in the Gemara that Noda Bihudak thinks it's a Rashi, and the other Achronim argue on that Noda Bihudak. But this is the Mishnah that discusses it. Okay, let's continue the Mishnah now. Third to last line. So, what do we have so far? Machlokas about whether only by Erisin or even by Nisuin, either only by the Baal or even by the Yavam. Number three, Befanav Shalom Befanav. Number four, Bebezdin or even Shalom Bebezdin. Next, Amrulahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Mima Enes Vihiktana Afilu Dalet Vehe Pa'amim. Beis Hillel says she could do me in five times. Right, she does me into one husband, then she could go back and get married again, and get married again. Four or five times, she could keep doing Miyun. The Meiri says, it sounds like from the Mishnah, the way the feel that you get is that this is a continuation of the previous Machlokas. Right, it didn't just say a separate line here. All of a sudden, we have Amrulahem Beishilu LeBeishamai. So, it sounds like it's connected, says the Meiri. The fact that you could do it four or five times says Beis Hillel means that you don't need a Bezdin. If this was done in a Bezdin, it would be a joke. Right? I'd be like, yes, no, married, not married, married, not married. So the fact that you could do it a number of times, Beis Hillel says, shows me and reflects that you don't need a Bezdin. Amrulahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says no. Ein Benos Yisrael Hefker. No, Benos Yisrael, even if they're Ketanos, cannot be Hefker. Ella, you got one try. Mima Enes, she could do Miyun, and then she's got to wait. Umam tenet such a tagdil vitimayin vitinasi. Then she has to wait to become a gdola vitimayin and then do miyun. The Gemara is going to talk about that word. What do you mean? She already did miyun. What does she have to do miyun again? At the time she becomes a gdola vitinasi, and then she can get married as a gdola. Good. I forgot to mention before, relating to the Noda Bihudak issue, Reb Yehuda Anasi could be hinting to the connection, like the Rishash holds and like the Maram Shif holds, in that these two prakim are right next to each other. We have the 12th parak of Yevamitz, which is all about Chalitza, and the 13th parak of Yevamitz, which is all about Miyun. Those are right next to each other, right? Why is that? Miyun could be put anywhere else in Seder Nashim also. It could be put in Gittin too, but it's here. It's here because this is where Rabbi Yudanasi thought the best place for it is. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yudanasi Shmuel. My time of the Beishamai. So why does Beishamai say that Miyun is only allowed after Erisin, but once the Suin takes place, so then it is not allowed anymore. So the Gemara is going to give four suggestions. What is the Svara? Number one, my time at the Beis Shammai, Lafi She'ein Tnai B'Nisuin, because there are no, we had this line earlier in the Masechta, does this mean there usually aren't or there can't be? Right? That's not 100% clear. Lafi She'ein Tnai B'Nisuin, there are no conditions by Nisuin. By Kiddushin, people make conditions. But by Nisuin, they don't. And therefore what? What's the danger if we allow mi'un after nisuin? So what's going to happen? Ve'i nisua tima'ein, if we allow a nisua to do mi'un, asi lameimar yesh tanai b'nisuin. You know, people are going to say, it must be there was a tanai by the nisuin, and therefore that's why, and the tanai was not fulfilled, and even though they live together, they could just leave, and people are going to come say that in general, even by a gedola marriage. Yesh tanai b'nisuin. And they're not going to realize that here it's only because it's ketana and it's kiddushei miyun, and otherwise it is not allowed, and there's no tanai that is no mo'il by b'nisuin. See, Rashi says, l'fi she'ein tanai mo'il b'nisuin shel gedola, v'yafilo havi le'tanai b'shas kiddushin. Even if there was a tanai b'shas kiddushin, achule achle b'shas biyav achupa. They're mochel it, because they don't explicate it. V'chayli lu kiddushin kamoi. And the original kiddushin work. And if you say that you could do miyun after nisuin, it's going to lead to problems. Remember, it was the Ar Sameach that had the suffix whether it's possible to make a tanai b'nisuin. Relates to what we said yesterday. Again, we mentioned this a number of times already. Is nisuin a halachic action that I'm in control of? Or it's what we would call davar d'memela? Kiddushin, Gerushin, Mekach u'Memkar, Matana, or I'm in charge of all of those. But Chalitza, we learned yesterday, and in Ksubis Ayin Dalet, I'm not in charge of Chalitza. I can't make a Shliach for Chalitza. I can't make a Tznai on Chalitza. So what about Chuppah? What about Chuppah? What's unusual is that we don't really know what Chuppah is. Kiddushin, we know what it is. Katz of Shtar Biyah. What's Chuppah? There's no Mishnah that tells us what Chuppah is. There are seven Shitas in the Poskim. What is Chuppah? Is it what we call the canopy? Is it Knisa L'Rishuso? Is it Yichud? Is it Prisas Sudar Aleihem? It might be the Badekin. And we do all of them, just to be safe. Some of them are done before the Kiddushin. Like the Badekin, the Mishnah L'Melech has a suffix. Could you do Nisuin before Kiddushin? Right or not? He has that suffix. Well, the question is, how different is Nisuin than Kiddushin? Kiddushin is defined as a kinyan. Nisuin, we usually don't think of as a kinyan. So maybe because Nisuin is more of just the results, the state that they are in, not so much an action that is required, but the fact that they are in a makom miyuchad, when they are under the chuppah, and the whole wedding party is there, and they see them designated, they're under the chuppah, they see she's wearing white, and he's... So that's the chuppah, or Sheva Brachas, any of these opinions. But it's more of a state than an action. And if that's true, maybe it's a davar d'memela. It's not in my control to perform. And that's why maybe there is no tonight, or maybe not. Right? That's the question here. Exactly what this means. But this is the first day of the Gemara. If we allow, again, a miyun after nisuin, people are going to come to think that, you know why? They could just leave without any get, because you can make a tanai, and they're going to come to do that even by a gedola. Says the Gemara, nichnasa l'chuppah v'lo nivala ma'ika l'meimar. What if there was no bia? What if there was no bia according to Beishamai? Why can't she do miyun? Right? That's because it says, like, she'd only do arusos. Why about nichnasa l'chuppah v'lo nivala? Right? Does that reason apply? Says the Gemara, yes. L'vishayin tanai b'chuppah. Same thing. People are going to think that there's a tanai that you can or you did make a tanai b'chuppah, and really they didn't. Masar ha'av l'shluchei habal ma'ikel meimar. So what about that case? You didn't even have chuppah. You just had the shluchei ha'av, or the av gave the kala to the shluchei habal. So my answer is lo plug rabbanan. Once you say that nisuin works, and we won't allow it for any nesuos, then we're not going to allow it for the specific case that might not have the reason. Lo plug rabbanan. Rashi notes here that masar ha'av, what do you mean the av? Are we talking about miyun? The father's dead. So Rashi says, it's lav dafka. Hi, and Rashi dimaraschul masar ha'av. Hi, masar ha'av lav dafka. De ilu mishakibel avia kidusheho lo nafka b'miyun. Right, if the father accepts kiddushin, that's a kiddushin daraisa. That's not a kiddushin darabanan. Don't take it literally that masar ha'av, because that would be kiddushin daraisa, as the Mishnah says in Ksubis, right? Ha'av zakai b'kiddushin, right? That the so we're not talking about that. Ella, here's the case: biyasoma shekitshua ami ima va'acheha v'achi kamar masar ha'av l'shluchi abal tekamal b'ksubis dinisuin inu v'dichvasa hacha. Similarly here. I mean, don't take the words literally. It just means in a parallel case, in a miyun setting where the mother and the brothers do it. That was the Gemara's question, and we answered lo plug rabbanan. Even though the reason might not apply in a certain case, the rabbanan did not make distinctions. Says the Gemara, ubeis hillel, me diya diya denisu ketana de rabbanan inu. Beis Hillel says, we're not going to get confused. Everybody realizes this is Nisui Ketana, and therefore there's no worry that people are going to say, oh, there's a Tanai B'Nisuin. Number one. Number two, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Damri Travayu, Time of the Beis Shammai, what's the reason for Beis Shammai, Lefi, She'ein, Adam, Oseh, Be'ilaso, Be'ilas Nus? Because a person does not make their bios into bios nus. And therefore says, Beis Shammai, if she's going to be able to do miyun after the Maisa Bia, people are going to realize that, I'm going to marry this Ketana, but it could be in 2 years from now, it could be in a month from now, she's going to do miyun, so what are my bias going to turn into? Bios nus. I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to marry her. And therefore, if we allow her to do miyun after nisuin, people aren't going to want to marry this Ketana, which was the whole purpose of the institution of miyun in the first place. And therefore, says Beis Shammai, we do not allow ein adam osa bilaso beilas nus. Remember, we discussed a week or so ago an important machlokas between the Gaonim and the Rambam, most assuming like the Rambam, the Rashba holds like the Rambam there, and that is this a principle always? Ein adam osa bilaso beilas nus. If a man is on the street and two witnesses see, you have to be choshish l'kiddushin? In that case, you require a get? So at every time there are edim to something, so the Gaonim said yes, but the Rambam says, come on. No, ein adam osa bilaso nus is only in a context of marriage somehow. We'll get to some other cases in Tosfos in a minute. But in a context of marriage, so then you say, he was married to her, they were talking about marriage beforehand, they had a tznai b'kiddushin, and now they get married without saying anything. In all those contexts, that's where we apply the principle of ein adam osa bilaso bilas nus. But if a man and woman are just stam mizana, and the edim witness it, so you don't say, oh, choshesh, maybe they're married. No, you have to go based on context. That's always an important a sheet of the Gaonim against the Rambam. But Tosfos here, it's a different question. Tosfos asks, you know what, let's just finish the Gemara's line, and then we'll do the Tosfos. Let's just continue. The Gemara has the same Sakal of Atariya. Nechnas alachup of lo nivala maigala meymar. So what does Beis Hillel say, even if there's no, what does Beis Shammai say, even if there's no bia, we wouldn't allow miyun? Lo nichale to have a chupa di isura. Not only would a person not want a bia, bias nus, he wouldn't want to have a chupa. Wouldn't want to have a chupa di isura. Masar av l'shluchei abal ma'ikel ha-meymar, lo plug rabbanan. Ubeis Hillel, kivan di'ika kiddushin v'ksuba, lo asa l'meymar, de bi'ilaso bi'ilas nus. He went through the marriage, he had a kiddushin, he had a ksuba. So, you're right in some type of sense, retroactively, we say that they weren't married. But nobody's going to say, or even he's not going to say, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to consider it into a bi'as nus, how likely the marriage didn't take place. So what are those bi'as in Shamayim? No, not really bias nus. What might be the machlokas here? Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. L'mafreya. How does that work? It might just be in terms of what people would think. It might just be a practical machlokas. Beis Hillel's not worried because people know it was in a marriage context. But it also might work in terms of when we say something works retroactively, a question of the achronim. Do we say that's what's called l'mafreya, l'mafreya? Or mikano lahaba l'mafreya? We discuss this when we talk about breira. When we say, once you're allowed to view something retroactively, does that mean you're allowed to view it retroactively only from that future moment? From 2 weeks from now, so then when she does miyun, so from 2 weeks from now, we can view it as if it never happened. But did it happen? It did happen. And we view it as if it happened. But we're just allowed to view it back in time as if it didn't happen. That's called mikano lahaba l'mafreya. From now, we can view it as if it didn't happen. Or do we say, no, l'mafreya, l'mafreya? Once we view it that it didn't happen, then it never happened. And we say, that's the past. We change the past. That's the power of a halacha that goes l'mafreya. So maybe that's behind this Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, it's l'mafreya, l'mafreya. It's totally uprooted. It didn't happen. So bias nus, to be worried about it. Well, Beis Hillel says, no, come on. It was when they were married at the time. You're right, later on, she's allowed to uproot it and view it as if it didn't happen. But at the time, b'shaito, there was Kiddushin, there was Ksuba, and we don't have to be worried about that. So, again, this is all Machlokas on a Drabbanan level. So we're trying to give Lumdus to the Dinin Drabbanan. But it could be this is their mentality, which influences their Shita, even on a Drabbanan level. If you don't say that, you just have to say it's a practical Machlokas. What are people going to think? Are people going to talk about him? Says Tosis, V'kasha l'ri, Tibur Maskel Taima. Says Tosis, V'kasha, if you look in Gittin, by the case of Makarisish Ishtovlani Moba Puntaki, the case is a man gives a get to his wife, what's called a get yashan. A man gives a get to his wife and then has yichud with her. What's the halacha in that case? Are we worried that he was again lived with her l'shem kiddushin? and now he requires another get. That's a machlokes. Beis Shammai says she does not need another get. Why not? Mefarish b'gemara, taima desavri, adam osa bilaso bilas nus. Because we don't have to be worried that they got l'shei marriage. Bias nus! And Beis Hillel says, no, you have to be worried, and therefore she requires another get. Tosfos asks Stira. Our gemara here, Beis Shammai is worried, based on ein adam osa bilaso bilas nus, the Mishnah over there, by get, by lonim obapuntaki. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai is not worried. No, the husband was mezana with the wife, Stam. You don't have to be worried about Kiddushin. What's the difference? Says Tosfos. Tosfos is the answer. Vatirates the shiny hasam. Now, there is different. Kibant in a girsha, binisyached ima, goliadite, shabilos, abilos nus. He gave her a get yesterday. He obviously is not interested in her anymore. The fact that he then is with her, so that's bias nus. Aval hacha, but here, he's on the way of nisuin. He's mekadisher, he's nisuin with her. And now she's mema'enes? But they were married. He doesn't want that to turn into a bias nus. Therefore, you can't compare the cases. That is Tosis. You might have said Misra just the opposite. He was married to her, so maybe he feels better and he wants to marry her again. But Tosis doesn't say that. Tosis says, once he gives her a get, that is acceptable, and we don't assume that it changed. If you look on the Rashba in Gittin, where this comes up, has a different answer. He says, Vakashali, Ifcha Shamina Lubi Avamis. Over here we say Ifcha Shamina Begittin. Ifcha Biavamis. This is Rashba Pei Alpha Mabez. For Rashba says, unbelievable. Over there, really, the rules are here. Ain adam osa bilas nus. What's going to Beis Shammai? Over there, Beis Shammai l'shitaso. What's Beis Shammai l'shitaso? The last Mishnah in Gittin. Last Mishnah in Gittin, that's Sadi in Gittin. What is the basis for a divorce? Beis Shammai says, lo yigarish adam es ishto, ela imkein matzaba davar erva. When do you divorce? If you find a davar erva. That's why divorce. And Beis Hillel says, even if you find a nicer wife, even hikdicha tafshilo, if she burns the food. Right, so that is somewhat of a well known Mishnah. So before we get into that Mishnah, but what's Beis Shammai Shita there? The basis for divorce is Dvar Erva. So that is why by Lonim of Apuntaki, why did he divorce his wife? Beis Shammai L'shitaso. Because it's Dvar Erva. So he's not going to live with her again. So it must be a Bias Nus. According to the other Shitas, you could say, Beis Hillel Shitaso, he divorced her for lesser serious of reasons. So then maybe they made up and you have to be worried that he married her again. But this Machloka says the Rashba is Lishitaso to the last Mishnah in Gittin. Once we discuss that, it's always good to mention, that Mishnah, you're allowed to divorce and you should divorce. Right? Beis Hillel Omer, Afilu Hekticha Tafshilo. She burns the food. Beis Rabbi Akiva, Afilu Matzah Acheres, Nahemena. What does that mean? Rabbi Akiva had an unbelievable relationship with his wife. So we mentioned in the past, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's thought in Parshat Ki Tzeitzeh, where he says, no, turn everything on its head. And it doesn't mean that this is the basis. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Nahi men or burns the food, that's a basis? No. It just means, says Rabbi Yaakov, if this is something that causes you to have those kind of thoughts, that's a red flag. And that relationship could be heading towards divorce. It's a siman, it's not a siba, and therefore that's a red flag for you to start working on one's shalom bias, and working on what one has to work with, right? It's not a siba, it's a siman. Shekaladam tzorach lachshav al ishto shiya yoser chachama, vayoser noah, vayoser tova mishar nashim sheba olam. She's the only one, she's the best. And that's hikdicha tafshilo. Imhu margish eza taina, b'mashi hikdicha tafshilo, zeo siman sheinu margish, eso ichud b'neim karaui, ve'ein zivuka molo yafe, v'lachin yachol hu l'garsha. Right, that is the Rav Yaakov. Talking about the Shalom Bayis here that are on the agenda. Okay, so that is a second answer. The Rashba gives Lishitaso. That is Lishitaso. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay, we'll stop there in the Tosfos. Number three. Answer number three back in the Gemara. Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa says, Taima de Beis Shammai Mishum Peirei. Taima de Beis Hillel Mishum Peirei. The reasons are Peiros. What are Peiros? Peiros Nichsei Malug. As we have discussed way back. In Perek Amar LeKohen Gadol, we discuss the Nichsei Malug, the properties that the woman brings into the marriage, which she does not record in the Ksuba. What's recorded in the Ksuba has to be given back to her. That amount, Nichsei Tzon Barzel. Nichsei Malug, it's hers, the principal, but the husband can eat whatever he wants from it. Malug means plucking. So Tama de Beis Shammai Mishum Peirei. Beis Shammai is nervous. He doesn't allow me in because of Peirei. What does that mean? De'yabrit Nisua Timayin. If you say that even a Nisua could do Miyun, you know what he's going to do? Shamit V'achaluhumina. He's going to be thinking every day that one day this is not going to be mine anymore. She's going to undo the marriage. So I'm just going to eat whatever I want. I'm going to abuse my privilege. I'm not going to take care of the principal. Because who knows if this marriage is going to last. The soap, lamefakaima. So that's why Peiros is only from Nisuin. And that's why Beis Shammai says there's no mean after Nisuin. Or Beis Hillel, Omer, Beis Hillel says it's just the opposite. Adarabba. Kiva da amrit tama'ein, since the husband knows that any day the woman can leave, ashbuche mishabech lehu. He's going to do the opposite. He's going to try to do the best he can with the property. Savar de'ilah, he thinks if I don't do this, aitzi la krovei, her relatives are going to give her the advice to leave. Umafki la minei. So therefore, says Beis Hillel, just the opposite. Number three. Number four, fourth and final suggestion. Rava Amar, Hainu Tami de Beishamai. She'ein Adam Torech Pasuda Mafsida. People don't want to spend the money on a big lavish wedding and then lose it. So if you say Mian could happen after Nisuin, then they're just not going to get married. If they know that they're going to have to leave if it's out of their control. Mimni Ivalo Nasvi, Rashi says. So again, if the whole point of the Takana Drabbanan is to encourage them, so then it's not going to happen. It's very unusual, though, because what? We want them to get married, encouragement, but only with Arison. Only with Arison. That's how they're going to stay for years. Only with Arison. We'll see. What's the whole reason we have Miyun? Part of it is because, so there's the Benosi Stroll aren't B'makam Hefker. So if they're Arusos, that's enough, but they're not going to be able to be with their husbands. Unless you say Arusos is the first step, but once, you know, you marry, so then that's going to be, you know, you can't get out of this without a gap. It is unusual, though, that if the whole purpose was for her benefit, and now, you know, we're not going to allow her to have Nisuin. Okay, but that's, or she could have it, but she just wouldn't be able to do Miyun then. But that's Beisha Meshita. So Rabbi's fourth suggestion. Beis Hillel says, no, they're both very happy to be in a state of Nisuin, because people like to be called married. Right? People like to be married, right? To be known as married. So therefore, that will overpower and override the chazaka on Eidan Torak Masuda Mafsita. They'll still, even if they know means possible, they'll still love it and be happy to know that they are married. Good. Period. Beis Shammai Yomrim Bebaal V'chulu. So now let's get back to the second machlokes in the Mishnah. Beis Hillel says that you could do miyun even after the husband dies. And now she's zakuka to the yava midirabanan. Remember midirabanan, because it's only a midirabanan marriage. But Beis Hillel says yes, and Beis Shammai says no, only with the husband. Amar Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia says now, within Beis Hillel Shita, within Beis Hillel, it says you could even do it to the Yavam. How far does that go? Amar Rav Oshia, Mimamanis Lama'amaro, Ve'ena Mimamanis Lizikasa. Rav Oshia has a limitation on Beis Hillel Shita. When Beis Hillel says you could do Miyun to the Yavam, it does not mean that Miyun would function like a Chalitza. It does not mean that. It means if the Yavam did Maimar, then Miyun can knock out the Maimar, like a get knocks out the Maimar. But she would still need Chalitza to get rid of the Zika. Right? That is the Rav Oshia's Shita understanding Beis Hillel. If you think about that, he's limiting Beis Hillel. Miyun only works for the Maimar. So what would Beis Shammai be holding then? Beis Shammai says something less. Beis Shammai would say that Miyun doesn't even work for the Maimar. That's unusual. Miyun could work for, a get could work for regular Maimar, but a Miyun would not be able. It's all Drabbanon. The whole thing is Drabbanon. Why wouldn't Miyun be able to work for regular Maimar? The Ritva just has that Ha'ara, that the Drabbanon weren't misakin it then. Even though Miyun and Maimar are all Drabbanon, if you say like Rav Oshia that Beis Hillel Shita is limited, then Beis Shammai has to be even more limited. That Miyun doesn't even work for the Maimar. That's a note, a chiddush, that would be true. So, my time at Amar Rav Chisda, my time at Rav Oshia, why would Rav Oshia limit the Shita? Again, a woman was married, and then Midrabbanon, her husband died, now she's up into the Yavam. She needs Chalitza, even according to Beis Hillel. It's too late for Miyun. Why? Says the Gemara, my time at the Roshia, Ma'amar demidaita matzi akra. Maimar, which is done with her knowledge, my Maimar is like a Kiddushin, so she could be okaris that. Zika de Balkarcha lo matzi akra. But something that comes from Hashem, Zika de Balkarcha lo matzi akra, she cannot be okaris. What does it mean that it is Balkarcha. Rashi here has an interesting line. Balkarcha, Rashi, not that Hashem does it. This is forced upon her from the first husband. To Balkarcha, third to last line in Rashi. Mi kidushe rishon, umikoach nisuin ram yalei, uberishon lo miyana. It's forced because it's out of her control. It comes from the first marriage. Right? Zika, to Balkarcha, lo matiyakra. So that is the svar Rav Chisda gives. You can only break with me in something that you created, not something that was forced upon you. Says the Gemara, Vahare Bia de Balkarcha. But what, according to Beis Hillel, even if they live together, you can do Miyun. So Nisuin, Bia, that's Baal de Balkarcha. As we've learned, Habal Yevimto, Bein Shogig, Bein Mezid, Bein Ones, Bein Ratzon. Bia can be Balkarcha, Umatzia Akra, and yet she can undo that with a Miyun, meaning a regular case of where she has Bia. So Ella, the Gemara says a different Chilik. Ella Bia Umaymar, Dehu Ka'avid Matzi Akra. Zika, Drachmana, Ramiale, Lo Matzi Akra. Bia and Maimar, which are created by him, by humans, so then she could break that. A human being could break that Zika. But the actual Zika of the Yavam, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, that she cannot get out of with Miyun. So that's the svar for Rav Oshia. Again, he limits very much the Shita of Beis Hillel. Ula Amar, Ula argues. Ula says no. Mima enes af lezikaso. Ula says, what does Beis Hillel say? When Beis Hillel says, Miyun works for a Yavam, period, it works. It takes the place of Chalitza. Remember, there's no Zika Daraisa here anyway. The whole marriage is Drabanan. The whole connection to the brother is Drabanan. So Miyun could work even to the Zika. My taima nisue kamai ka'akra. Wow, beautiful Russian. What does that mean? What is she doing with her Miyun, even after her husband died? She is uprooting the original marriage. And therefore, nisui kamai ka'akra, Rashi, vishuv ein kan zika. She's uprooting it. That's what Miyun does. And therefore, she could do that even after the husband dies. And memela, there's no zika liyavam, because she uprooted the original marriage. Period. What's the machlokas ula nervoshia? It might be a machlokas like we said before. Is it, how do you view Miyun? Is Miyun lamafreya lamafreya, or is Miyun mikana lahaba lamafreya? A, might be an argument in Miyun. It also might be an argument in Zika. As we have mentioned, how much is Zika purely based on the brother's marriage, or does it have some independence now that the Yavam is a stand-in? That also might be behind Reb Oshia and Ula. Ula says, no, it's totally the brother's. Get rid of the brother's, it's finished. But maybe Reb Oshia holds that, no, he's his own independent person now with a Zika, and therefore you can't just uproot the original. And it's important machlokas, again, on a drabbana level. The Meiri has a deya here. He argues on it. But he has a deya here. He says, maybe only if he explicates that he's being mema'in to the first husband. If she does that. But if she doesn't explicate, that's where Ula says it would work. But if not, you know, then maybe you wouldn't say it, and he argues on that. It doesn't matter if you explicate, just stam miyun, obviously, goes by the original husband. Okay. Machlok es Rav Oshia and Ula. Eitze Rav Ula. Rav asks Ula, who says that Miyun works totally. Kolshi, and he asks back from Daf Beis. Kolshi chol lamayim v'lo miyana. Remember the case of first mission of the Masechta. We discussed that if one of the women that falls to a man to Yibum is an erva to him, let's say two brothers, one of them is married to the daughter of the other one, Reuven and Shimon. Shimon's daughter is married to Reuven. Reuven dies. Reuven has six wives. One of them is Shimon's daughter. So they're all off the hook. They're all off the hook as long as at the time of death, they were still all married to Reuven. But what if she did Miyun earlier? She did Miyun or Gerishin earlier to the Erva. So then they are Zakuk, Liyibim, all the other wives. And then the Mishnah says, what if she could have done it but didn't? Kalshi yecholala ma'ein velo miyana. If she could have done Miyun, so then it's a middle. Tsarasa cholesas lomas yabemis. It's not fully a marriage, because it was only rabbinic marriage. It's not fully a marriage, and therefore, you don't say that they're all off the hook, but you also say, you don't say that she's not married at all. So therefore, you do chalitza and not yibam. Says the Gemara of Yamai. But the husbands are both alive here. Right, the brother died, and now the father's still alive. So how is she married in a kedusha, in a katana way? So Rashi quotes here, it's Yisoma b'chayi ha'av. Must be a case where the father is alive, but there was Nisuin, and then after Nisuin, she's totally out of the father's resource, so the marriage is also Durabanan. But says the Gemara, V'yamai, line 6, Timain hashta, Why do we say that she's, they're forced to do chalitza and not yibam? Let her do miyun now. Right, her husband died. Right, we're talking about Shimon's daughter is married to Reuven. Reuven dies. Let that girl now do miyun, so then Shimon could do yibam with any of these women. Right, Timai Nashta, Vita'akrin, Lunisue Kamai, Vitizyamim Sarasa. Why don't we say that works? Right, the Gemara doesn't have that possibility. The Gemara says, no, you gotta do chalitza. Answers the Gemara, no. Tsaras Erev Hashayini, that case is different. Yes, normally, like our Mishnah says, you could do miyun even to a yavam. But here, there's a chumra d'rabanan. Because right when the Reuven died, this looks like, it looks like there's a tsara here. And even if miyun uproots, but everybody sees these six wives, you know, fell to Reuven. Tsaras Erev Hashayini, Ditani Rami Barchi Cheskel, miyun ababa'al, muteres la'aviv. If she did miyun before the husband died, then fine. Muteris laviv. Biyavam asur laviv. But if it was to the, if it was only too late afterwards, then she's asur. Why? Alma, bishas nefila niris kekalaso. It's a chumra drabana because it appears like a daughter-in-law. So, rachanami, here too, bishas nefila niris kitzares bito. Here too, even if mian would work, but because it looks, it's marisayin type of issues, people are going to think that this is a relationship is mutter, even though it's asa daraisa. So that's why it is not allowed. Good. There is a difficult Rambam. The Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this, he says the only heter is the Rambam in Gerushin, only a daughter-in-law. The only gzera is by kalas, the daughter-in-law. But by the other relatives, we don't say that it's a problem. Like our Gemara says. But you read that and you think that's just an example. And that's what the Ramban and the Rashba say. But the Rambam says, Avalashar Krovav Muteres. Only Kalasso, only the daughter-in-law, that's the problem, not the others. Very difficult. Rambam, the Magen Mishnah quotes all the other Rishonim argue, but the Rambam takes our Gemara literally and limits it. Basically, because it's a Maris Ayin issue. Again, Maris Ayin, a big topic, but no enough time for it right now. Let's continue. Now the Gemara quotes three different opinions. Amar Rav, within the Shita of Ula, right? What did Ula say? Ula was the simple interpretation of Beis Hillel, that you could do Miyun to the Yavam and break everything. So what does that mean? How many, let's say there are five brothers. Who does she have to do miyun to? Omar Rav, miyun abazeh asur lazeh. First day, Rav says, if she does miyun to one brother, so then that asurs all the brothers. All the brothers. Midi dahavi abalas aget. Just like if a one of five brothers gives a get to a yavama. Baalas aget lav kivan de itzra la lachad itzra lahulakulu. They all become ne'eseres. Hachanami loshna. So here too, Rav compares miyun to gerushin. Maybe this is where the Noda Bihuda got it from before. Whenever you have parallels, so here too loshna. That's Rav's shita. Ushvul amar shita number two. No miyun abazeh muteres lazeh. No, just because she's just miyun to one, it's muteret to the other one. Which, if you think lumdus-wise, it's amazing. She's able to uproot her previous marriage totally, legabe one brother, but not legabe the other brother. Right? Miyun abazeh, muteres lazeh. Velo dami labalas haget. Don't compare it to a case where one of the yavamim gave a get. Balas haget, hu deka avid ba, hacha hika avda be. Right, over there, he's acting, over here, she's acting. To Amra, she's saying, lo re'ina b'cha, v'lo tavina b'cha. I don't want you. B'cha hu de lo re'ina, ha b'cha v'ich re'ina. Right, she's choosing, if she's acting, maybe she's, it's not just a total rejection that one of the brothers is doing to her. So that's Shmuel Shita. And finally, the third day of Rav Asi Amar, miyana bazeh, muteres afilu lo. Rav Asi says, no, once mean is done, so there was no previous marriage, period. So, Mamela, these are all strangers. She can marry whoever she wants. Even the one that she did miyun to. Three different days. Says, and we thought, well, the Gemara, well, the way I formulated it at the beginning was that these are all within Ula. But the Gemara does not say that right now. Lema, shall we say that this last sheet of Rav Asi, Kreb Oshia Svirale, Da'amar Enam Amenes Lizikaso, does Rav Asi who says that she could do Yibam, in quotes, even to the brother who she did miyun to, is that like Raboshia? Raboshia said the miyun is totally not effective. So is that what Rav Asi is holding? The miyun is not effective, and that's why she can marry this brother. And really, we would say that's a yibum, not a marriage of a stranger. Shall we say that this third day of Rav Asi is holding like Raboshia? earlier? So the Gemara says, no. You don't have to say that. Bechad yavam hachanami demati akra. No, Rav Asi doesn't like Rav Oshi. Rav Oshi has said before, Beis Hillel is very limited. Right? Miyun never works to the Zika. No, Rav Asi might hold it works. Rav Asi would say it would work if there was one brother. Meaning he could hold like him. If there was one brother, that would be, would work, and she would be asura to him. Hacha b'shnei yimin askinan. The only reason here that she's able to stay to do miyun to this man and then marry him, because I'm talking about two brothers, de'ein miyun lachatzi zika. Rav Asi requires her to do miyun to all the brothers. And if you only do miyun to one of the brothers, that's half a miyun. Reading against the svar that we just said before. You could break the marriage, lagabi this brother, but not that brother. Rav Asi says, no, you can't. You got to break it all or nothing. And if you only do half, so then I would agree to like a Rav Oshia type of svara that the miyun did not work. So three different deus, Rav, Shmuel, and Rav Asi, when she does miyun to the yavam, how does it affect the other brothers or even the person she did miyun to? Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, miyun abazeh muteris la'achin. In the port of Rabbi Yochanan, right, that if she does miyun to one brother, she's mutter to the brothers. Does this include him? Not 100% clear. Velo odulo, and they did not agree to this statement. Meaning they said usher to the brothers. Man lo odulo. Who is that report? Who is that like? Meaning who would argue on this statement? So the Gemara has three possibilities. Amar Abaya, Rav. Well, maybe it's Rav. Rav says beferish. Miyun abazeh asur lazeh. So that's for sure against saying mutter to the other brothers. Rava amar Rav Oshia. Maybe Rava says, maybe Rav Oshia is the ones that would say that it doesn't. Why? Because maybe Rav Yochanan is saying it only is mutter when there are two brothers. And Rav Oshia would say it's always mutter because Mia never works. The Amri Lo. And others say Rav Asi. It's Rav Asi. This is, Rashi explains, assuming that Rabbi Yochanan says it's mutter to the brothers, but not to that brother, that would be against Rav Asi, who says mutter even to that brother. Okay, different dayas. How far does the miyun work? Period. Beishamai omrim b'fanav v'chulu. Next, machlokas in the Mishnah. Beishamai says, even only if the husband's there. Beis Hillel says, even if not. Tanya, omrulan Beis Hillel, Beishamai, v'alo pishon agamal, miyana b'ishto shalo b'fanav. The wife of Pishon, the camel driver, right, did miyun even when he wasn't there. You know, camel drivers are always very busy. They're always out in the by the camels. Amru lehem beishamah the beis hillel, Pishon ha-gamal b'mida kfusha madad. No, Pishon ha-gamal, he turned over his basket, so we turned over his basket. What does that mean? Leficha madad lo b'mida kfushin. What does that mean? He says, Rashi, he was mafsid, her nichse malug. He acted inappropriately in this relationship. So this is all Drabbanan, so we can make up their own rules. So we acted inappropriately with him, and we accepted her miyun, even though it's against the rules. Normally, it's an exception to the rule. Mita ka'achel peirei pshita. One second. So the Gemara says, from the fact that he ate peiros, pshita nesuahi. V'yamei beishamei nesua lo me'ana. What do you mean? This story is about Amachalog beishamei silo. He's eating your nichse malug, but doesn't beishamei say then you can't do miyun after nisuin, and if it's eating nichse malug, it must be there was nisuin in this case. Shrei kitri avdiba. Yes, another thing they argued, they did against him. Right? They allowed miyun even though there was nisuin, and even though he wasn't there, because this was a guy who took advantage and abused the system. So that's why the Rabbanan allowed miyun in this case. The Yerushalmi, Tosis Kirkos the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks, just because he went against the law, Durabanan, so we're allowed to make up our own laws and break the rules? Yerushalmi Parech, Ilu ha'ose davar shalo kishura matirin erva shalo. You allow this marriage to be nullified? So the Yerushalmi there answers that the whole din of Beishame is only din lachadchila. And that's why B'di'evit it'll be okay. So here, we made the B'di'evit into a lachadchila. That's the Yerushalmi's answer. Tosfos does not give that answer. Tosfos gives a different answer. Tosfos says, Afkeinu Rabbanan LeKedushin Minei. Right? Which even applies to a Doraisa marriage sometimes. But Tosfos says, no, this is marriage. The Rabbanan have the power. Right? Kedas Moshe Yisrael, the Rabbanan have the power to uproot this marriage. And it's not, even though normally you're right. If somebody does something wrong, they can't make up their own rules. But the Rabbanan have the power within marriage. Weiter. Beishami Omer Bifnei Bezim V'chulu. Tzadan Hasam. The Bishta said. The first Bishta is Sanhedrin. Hachalitzu V'aminu Bishlosha. As we saw before. Mantana. Who is that opinion? The first Bishta Sanhedrin says that Miyun needs three. Amar Rabba Beishamahi. Wow. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is being sosin like Beis Shammai. Rabbaya Amar, no, afilu teme Beis Hillel, arkan lekar me Beis Hillel, ela delo binan mumchin. You don't need expert judges. That's what he means. Avoshlosha beinam, but you need three regular idiotos. Kidetanya, like the Brisa says, Beishama yomrim bifnei bezin, or Beisil omrim bifnei bezin, vishalom bifnei bezin. Elo beilu modim shetzorach shlosha. But you both need three. So obviously talking about, and machlok is about mumchin. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, machshirin bishnayim. Even with two. Tosfos says even with one, they would allow. You just need two to have edim there. Amr of Yossi bar Minyomi, Amr of Nachman, halacha goso azug. That with the evidence you could have two, or maybe even one. Okay, we'll stop here by the two dots. Let's continue these last couple of lines on tomorrow's daf. And we will continue here in the 13th perek, perek Beis Shammai.